As Neve Corkesian makes music under the name Bedouin, it sounds like it's been piped in from another time.
Always looking for your next climb, the things I want don't take time.
Her songs draw on 60s folk music and 70s country. It's not the music that surrounded her early on. Corkesian was born in Aleppo, Syria, to Armenian parents and spent her early childhood in Saudi Arabia. She moved to the U.S. when she was 10, after her family won the green card lottery. She lived in Massachusetts, Texas, and Kentucky before winding up in California as an adult. She still holds on to vivid memories of spending time with her extended family in Aleppo.
In our culture, oftentimes the grandmother is the nucleus of the family, and just every time we'd go visit her, we'd stay with her. And it's packed tight, you know, it's close quarters, but it's like a slumber party for adults. I mean, we were just, being close was the priority. And all of my aunts and my cousins, they just intermittently drop in.
I want to ask you about one of the songs on the album, which connects with Syria, and we'll talk about that. It's called Summer Cold.
Catching a summer cold all through the evening. You say what have they done to you, friend?
And as Neve, I don't think I would have known if I hadn't read a bit about this song that you wrote this about the war in Syria, and in particular about the U.S. arming the Syrian opposition. How did this song come about?
Well, I wrote that song after reading that the weapons that we were funneling to the opposition were getting into the hands of terrorists. And it's loose, the song. I mean, it doesn't hit you over the head, the topic, but I wrote it because it gave me, every time I would read the news, it just gave me this really nauseating feeling.
I don't do with them.
And I guess I started to address Syria like it was a friend of mine I couldn't recognize anymore.
At the very end of this song, you have a coda of street sounds. We're hearing horse hooves and whistles and honks and bells. What's going on here?
That is sort of a foggy memory of waking up on my grandmother's street. And it was the beginning of the day, and you'd hear, you know, porcelain accents of teacups and men playing backgammon in the alleys and donkeys walking across selling gasoline. It's one of my favorite memories of waking up there.
Do you still have family in Syria?
I do. A lot of them have left back for Armenia. And I still do have several family members in Syria. And I think things have settled in Aleppo, relatively speaking. So thankfully, they're feeling safer these days.
Mm. Let's take a listen to another song on the album. This is You Kill Me.
Some night I get into the car and drive. Nowhere really could keep me satisfied.
It's pretty clear from these lyrics that you're talking about feeling like you need to be on the road, on the move. Do you think that all of the moving around that you did as a young girl primed you to be a wanderer, that there is no place that would really keep you satisfied, as you say in this song?
Absolutely. I felt really connected to Saudi Arabia growing up. I lived in an American compound, which is essentially a gated village. And it was really devastating to leave. It just felt like a very controlled environment. I remember when I was in Massachusetts, I was really confused, especially on Halloween, because there were no walls anywhere, so I didn't know where to stop. I didn't know,
you know, which house going and going. Huh?
Yeah, exactly. And I also just, there was a part of me that felt like as long as I'm not there, it doesn't really matter where I am.
I was a girl on the country for now. One foot in and one foot out.
And it did, I think, shape my sense of detachment that I had for most of my teens and 20s.
And now it's different?
I think so. As I get older, I do appreciate the constants in my life. And, you know, making a home for myself.
That's Asneev Korkijan, who performs as Bedouin, and that's also the name of her debut album. Asneev, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
The time that we made.